Whenever you have a problem with anything dealing with a man, your self-image, or anything like that, Mr. Fairytale, like the other two, are going to lie to you. They're not going to tell you the truth. The only truth that these guys have is they want to sleep with you and they don't know how. And then we will explain that in a second. But Mr. Fairytale is going to tell you things like, oh, don't worry about it. You hang in there. Oh, it's okay. Oh, you're so sweet and you're so kind and you're so perfect. I just don't understand how those guys don't see you the way I see you. Oh, no, you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. Oh, everything is fine. Everything is perfect. Oh, you know what? You call me when you need a shoulder to cry on. I am here for you. Whenever you need to talk about men, I'm here for you. I will drop everything I'm doing just to be with you. That is Mr. Fairytale. Ryan, what say you on Mr. Fairytale?
No, I love him. I love him. Like, it's the funniest thing in the world because what he's trying to do is look like the perfect guy in your woman, you know, in a woman's eyes.
Yes.
And just keep feeding her and keep feeding her and keep feeding her every little story in the world. And then if, you know, the sun, moon, and stars actually align for them, for you to give them a chance, then you'll meet the real him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The abusive one, the insecure one. You know, he's going to try to control every little aspect of your life. So, when it's too good to be true, it usually is. So, you stay away from him.
Absolutely. Not only stay away from him, but you know what? Real quick, before we even go on with that, where is it at? I just had it. Oh, yeah. There is a new article. And ladies, and I'm going to explain, this is why you don't want to be with these guys. There's a new article because a lot of you women think that you want to be with these guys. These are the guys that will try everything. Mr. Fantasy is trying to be just that. He's trying to be your fantasy. You know, you're the woman that's sitting here telling them, you know, I just wish I had that guy to just, you know, we hold hands and we chase each other down the beach. That guy where we run and we tackle each other and we roll into the sand. And then he looks into my eyes as the sun sets and he takes his finger and puts it through my hair. And then we kiss passionately. He is trying to play that role. He is trying to do everything he can to be the false fantasy that you want to be. That is his job. That's what he wants to do. And there's an article that says, forget romance. More of a quarter of, Britons ditch their partners to holiday with their friends or even alone. And what I'm saying is whenever you get a guy like this, you're never going to have a happy relationship because sooner or later, the mask is going to come off. Here's the thing, ladies. And I tell you about, we will talk to you later about lying and stuff, but these three guys are all based on lies. They come in lying, they live lies, and that's just who they are. That is what they do. They want to give you false information. And what Mr. Fantasy wants to do is he wants to tell you everything you want to hear. That is his job, is to keep he's sitting down with a pen and paper, and he is jotting down everything that you like so he can try to fit that mold. You know, you want somebody who listens to you because all the jerks and a-hole guys that I deal with, they never listen to me. They don't pay attention to me. What does Mr. Fantasy do, Rhyme? Oh, I'm there for you. You want to talk? Oh, sure. Let me come over. Let's just talk. I'm here for you. Matter of fact, why don't we do this? Why don't I go ahead and get your favorite ice cream and maybe we can watch some soap operas or something and we can talk. I'm here for you. I want to know what the problem is. What is he doing? Let me know because you know what? There's just no way. Oh no, you're everything is great. Everything is beautiful. Everything is sunshine and rainbows and all these other things. That's what Mr. Fantasy does. He keeps the fantasy train going. And you sit there and ask yourself, why is this guy cheating on me? Why am I in this relationship doing all I can right, but for some reason, it's just not enough? The problem is you're not looking at the other individual parts that is going on in your life. We just covered four. We have two more to cover. Next to Mr. Fantasy, your Mr. Fantasy guy friend. Rhyme. I said it. Guy friend. Your guy friend. Next to him, you have the next worst guy I call Mr. Salt. Mr. Salt is totally different from Mr. Fantasy. They both have an agenda to sleep with you. That's all they want to do is they want to put themselves in a light that you will look at them and say, you know what? You're the perfect guy for me. You're the guy that I've always wanted in my life. That's what they're doing. And this is what they do. They're using tactics to manipulate and deceive you ladies out there. Now, let me tell you about Mr. Salt. Oh, you got to love this guy. Mr. Salt is that guy like a bodyguard. He's like your bodyguard you never had. He's the guy that is going to do any and everything he can to throw salt in the other guy. And what I mean throw salt is say so many bad things about the other man that you will then reconsider wanting to date or move forward with this individual, because he doesn't want you with anybody. His job is to hold you back. Like, one thing I tell my male clients is that, you know, you have a mindset and you got like this gatekeeper that's holding you back, that wants to keep you in your comfort zone. Because as long as you're comfortable, everything is fine. It's when you start to grow, it becomes a problem, because that means your mind has to then work for you instead of you for it. But that's what I teach my clients. What I'm saying about Mr. Salt is Mr. Salt, his number one job is to make sure that every guy that comes in your life is not the right guy for you. Oh, no, I don't trust that guy. Oh, look at, oh, no. I think he's sleeping around with other women. Oh, I think he has a wife. I think he has a girlfriend. Oh, I wouldn't mess with him. He looks like he's a bad guy. He looks like he's going to cheat on you. And everything he can say, he will say it, because he wants to make sure that you will not move on without him. Ryan, what do you have to say about Mr. Salt?
Oh yeah, he's like the single girlfriend who's gonna, you know, try his best to find everything negative about any guy that you're around, and so he can get a little bit closer. So he can get a little bit closer and that much more closer to sleeping with you. So he's gonna say, I don't like the guys he hangs around. Oh, I don't like where he, you know, look where he works. He has all these opportunities with all these other different women. Oh, no, look how he dresses. He looks like a thug, or he looks like a nerd, or he anything. It don't matter how he dresses, because he's going to find something wrong with it.
Yes.
And he's just going to keep constantly bombarding you and keeping you unsure, or trying his best to keep you unsure about what kind of man he is.
Absolutely. He's gonna do everything he possibly can, ladies, to stop you from having happiness. Because your happiness is not in those guys. Your happiness has to be in Mr. Salt. Because Mr. Salt, as well as Mr. Fairytale, and as well as this deceiving guy, this male, sometimes, ladies, they think they're really dating you when y'all spend time together. When you go see this guy and you want to talk to him because he cares about you so much, he is trying to sleep with you. He thinks he's dating you. And let me tell you his MO, what they do. If you're on Facebook and you're talking to a guy and a guy comes along and he says something that is different and outside of the box, guess who's going to swoop in? Mr. Salt. Oh, you're just a hater. Oh, how could you say that? That's a lie. That's not true. Oh, no. You look at it, and then he will probably send a private message to you. See, I told you, he's no good. You need to stay away from that guy. That guy doesn't have your best intentions. All he wants to do is sleep with you. I know. He just wants to sleep. That's all he wants to do. But you know the funny thing is, Rhyme, is that women never take the time to sit around and ask the question, what are your intentions? Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women who already know what their intentions are, and yet they keep them around. And that's a bad thing. That's bad on them. But some women think that these women and these men can coexist and be friends. How does that work, Rhyme?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And it's a shame that it's more of a shame when the woman actually knows, because she's keeping them around so she can use them. Well, I know he likes me, but I have no interest in him, and that's his decision. So I'm going to keep letting him, you know, do all this other stuff for me. And you know, even though he's frustrated and he's getting tired of it, and you know, that's how women end up in bad situations with their so-called guy friends, because they know that, I mean, you know, you get tired of getting used with no results. And, but the ones that don't know, the ones that are naive enough to believe that, a male man, whatever, that, you know, is constantly coming around you, constantly doing things for you, never want to sleep with you, and then he'll, you know, turn right around and be like, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with her in that matter. And it's like, really, dude? Really, like, it's no way that you got this beautiful woman and you're not at all attracted to her. That's just stupid.
Well, the thing is, I think he's attracted. But he just doesn't know. Again, he doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know what to do. He's so afraid that he will sit there and lie. He will lie his way in, and he will become her friend, because what happens is she trusts him. She trusts him to be that guy who is going to stay his boundaries, keep his boundaries and all that other stuff, and not do anything. And this guy will do that. I'm not saying he won't do that, but what I'm saying is his main purpose is to make sure that he is the only guy. He is that same guy when you see him and you meet him. He's the guy that's always asking for a hug. Can I get a hug? Where's my hug? Where's my hug? Oh, you got to give me a hug. You know, because he wants to make body contact with you. But he thinks, again, you two are dating. He will sit there and say, well, do you want to go out? I'll take you out. Let's sit and talk. Let's discuss things. I want to know about these guys, because you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth about them, because I already know they're no good. I already know that they're out for one thing. And then you have what? Mr. Fantasy, especially when you get those two together. They're out to get you. And then Mr. Fantasy will co-sign. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You're right, because you're so precious and you're so this, and there's no way. Oh, you're just the strongest of the strong, the most pretty of the pretty. Oh, my God. You're so great. You're so this. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Why would you want to be? Because these three guys are competing themselves. There's like a little civil war going on amongst these guys, because these guys are trying to sleep with you as well. But then there's the worst one. And I know you're saying, wait a second, you're telling me there's one that's worse than Mr. Fairy Tale, and there's one that is worse than the other guy? Yeah, Mr. Salt, you really think so? Let me guess. Let me tell you this guy. This guy, I don't even know what name to give this guy. The best name I guess we can call this guy is the wolf in sheep's clothing. He is the lowest of the three, if you can go any lower. Because this guy is what you saw last week. Last week you saw on the news about Elliot Roger, who ran around and unfortunately killed some people because he could not get a woman to go out with him. He's the guy that thinks that he is perfect in every way and every woman should be with him. But because he is the most insecure of these three guys, this guy is a little bit of Mr. Fantasy, a little bit of Mr. Salt, but a lot more deception and lies. Ladies, I want you to write this down. And if you don't believe me, do it. Google it. I want you to do your homework because this guy is part of an underground. He is part of an underground cult of individuals that pass around recipes to get you in bed, to lie to you, to manipulate you, to deceive you. They use tricks to sleep with you. They use gimmicks. They use NLP. They use pickup lines. They use hypnosis. I've seen them use wheelchairs to get sympathy out of you. They will do anything they can to get you to sleep with them. They are the worst of the worst because they are the wolves in sheep's clothing. And they are have a little bit of Mr. Salt in them, and they have a little bit of Mr. Fantasy. But those are not the things that pop out. It's the deception that they have. Their main goal is to sleep with you by lying to you. What I want you ladies to do is I want you to Google the seduction community. If you do not believe me, look it up. I know a lot of you have heard about a message board that's already shut down. It's called PUA Hate, and that's been shut down because of this scandal and everything that happened last week, these murders. Well, a PUA in the terms is a pickup artist. And a pickup artist is someone that teaches guys, spend thousands of dollars on boot camps to teach these guys how to manipulate you into thinking that they are the right guy for you. And these guys are the most sick, disgusting individuals on the planet. And I like to take the rest of the time to tell, because ladies, y'all have no idea how deep the rabbit hole goes. They have layers, ladies. Listen, ladies, this cult called the seduction community has layers all over the world. And I repeat, all over the world. You have guys all over the world teaching these wolves in sheep's clothing how to manipulate you, how to deceive you, and how to trick you in bed with pickup lines, gimmicks, and everything in between. They're trying everything they can to sleep with you. If you do not believe me, Google the seduction community. They will use magic. They will use invisible cards. They will use eyeliner, goggles, hats, anything to stand out, to draw your attention, and they will use a series of lines to try to manipulate you into wanting to sleep with them. Ryan, what do you say? What say you on that while I pick up, while I pull up some of this seduction stuff for these ladies? What do you have, man?
I wouldn't have believed you if you didn't send me the video.
And
the most ridiculous, retarded, pathetic shit stuff
that you've ever heard.
Ever do, that you could ever try with a woman. And they have thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers because they believe the more ridiculous it is, the more likely it is to work. And we interview, you know, when we went to E3, we interviewed women. Well, what would you do if a guy came up to you and said, pick a card, any card, and he didn't even have any cards in his hand? You know, they say they would curse him out. They tell him to get away from them. But yet, in these videos, they pay women to, oh my God, the Jack of Spades. And oh my God, then they kiss him on the cheek. Oh, that was so funny. Blah 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 blah. Like, just lying. It's no woman. It's no woman. I don't care if she was slow, that would fall for that. But these guys will, you know, pay $3,000 for a boot camp to get taught how to get a number. They're not teaching you men anything of value. Get a number. Even if you're using it for a magic trick, you still got her number. Well, I need your cell phone number because I got to see if I can pull this up and blah, 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 blah. You're not saying, let me get your cell phone number to call you. They're saying, let me get your cell phone number to use this magic trick. Oh, but you got the number, though. And it, these men are dangerous.
Now, very dangerous.
This ain't even a joke.
Yeah, it's not.
Because
no.
When you reject them, all the money that they spent getting lied to, all the money, you know, all the time that they wasted on this fairy tale of a dream, is going to turn into violence.
And yes, absolutely.
He's going to turn into, I can't believe that you didn't go for it. Look at me, I'm a good guy, and blah, 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 blah. Instead of stepping to you like a man, saying, hey, let's get together, and then, you know, treating you accordingly. Nope, I got to do all that. I mean, the wheelchair thing took the cake for me. The wheelchair thing.
Yeah.
Go buy a wheelchair. I mean, I don't know where you can buy cheap. You know, wheelchairs.
Yeah, but these guys used wheelchair. Guys who could walk got in some wheelchairs, and they started wheelchairing around, and they started talking to women to get sympathy out of them to sleep with.
Yeah, and get. Oh, look, I got a number. Look, I got a number. What is that going to do for you? Because you don't even know how to talk to a woman. So now, are you going to live out this, you know, paraplegic life with her every time you see her? You're going to be in a wheelchair, and then, you know, one day you're going to be like, oh, I'm here, look, I can walk, look at me, yay. No. I mean, for them to even suggest something like that, but women, you know, in all seriousness, these guys are dangerous. These guys will slit your throat in a minute and dump you off on the side of the road because they can't get their way. I mean,
absolutely.
Because anybody that will believe, you know, that they can get a woman using magic or using gimmicks to where, well, if I say something mean to her, what do they call that? Negging. What is that, negging?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you some terms. Let me give you some terms real quick before I. All right. So you have you have what they call, a canned routine. Canned routine is a pattern, a story, or something that has been memorized through repetition. And it's saying especially is useful for the beginner PUA. And it takes pressure off of them thinking of something good to say. So canned material will be something that they learn. Like, you know, do you brush your teeth? Do you floss? Let me see. Let me play a clip of live training seminar. Listen to this. If I can get this, listen to this.
Something called the freeze out.
Is it?
Anyone who understands compliance ladders, anyone who understands Kino escalation within comfort properly, will already know what freeze outs are. You see, basically what happens in Kino escalation is the job of Kino is to get her used to my body, get close to her, and also telegraph a little interest at the same time.
Now, let me stop right there. What is what Kino escalation?
Wow.
See what I'm saying, ladies? Kino escalation. And Greg, is that you calling? Okay. I thought that was okay. I thought we had a number. Okay. Well, but Kino escalation, ladies. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is from a boot camp of him teaching guys this. He is teaching guys this so they can lie and deceive you. Let's listen to some more of this.
Many guys do it wrong. They'll start rubbing her shoulder, you know, put your hand on her shoulder for two.
Now, Rhyme, you can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Too long. Or wrap around her waist. And some girls, some socialized women who have been, who are experienced, have been into public gatherings for quite some time. You know what will happen? they get used to it, and they don't make much of it, and it doesn't mean much either. But for some women, it means a lot. It's creepy. It's weird. It's eerie. And they'll sort of pull off. And once they pull off, you've lost your value. So we've come up with something called the freeze out for Keno escalation.
Now, hear that out. They come up with the freeze out for Keno escalation. Nothing about going to talk to you. They've come with the freeze out for Keno escalation. Ladies, I am not making this up. I know a lot of you haven't heard it, but let me tell you. These guys come in every color and shape and race. Trust me. Listen more.
Compliance ladders. And here's what happens. Instead of my touching her back, I'll take her hand and say, and put it on my elbow here, on my arm, and I'll let go and say, that's all you get. Here, give me your hand. Very nice. Okay, that's all you get for now. All right, let's just have a conversation. By doing that, when I let go, she's more apt to keep it there because now there's value to it. That's all you get. If she feels a little creeped out, she's touching me now. Remember, I'm requesting compliance. That's all I'm doing. Is she complying to my request to put her hand here? Awesome. Good. I'll just leave it there for now if it's all good. If her hand's up, if she's holding it lightly, I could then turn to her and say, can you cook? No? Well, get off me.
Can you cook? Get off me. Can you cook? Can you? and ladies... Oh boy,
that's scary, dude.
But this is why ladies need to understand this, and this is what spawned the Elliot Roger thing. This kind of thinking. You have guys that really believe in this stuff. You have guys out there teaching guys to use invisible cards to pick you up and get your phone number, And if you don't believe, I got so much of this. Listen to this. This is crazy, ladies. Listen to this.
For those of you who do not yet know me, my name is.
Wait, let's get to this. Let's
make you realize that in order to play this game, you're going to need an accelerated learning curve. In other words, the amount of effort that you've put into this game so far is 1/100th of what you should be doing. Because again, your purpose in life is to survive and replicate. How long do you have to do this? 28,251 days. Now, that's according to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2002, maybe a little more now.
I'm going to just keep going. Let's keep it going. Here we go. Let's see.
Wow.
That's how you improve your chances of attracting a woman. Then you can start your campaign of comfort.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
And trust building. Finally, mutual seduction. Truth is, if a woman has attraction for you and she's taken the time to feel comfortable with you, and comfort means comfortable holding your hand, comfortable arm in arming, comfortable hugging, that's called Keno escalation. And I'm going to get into that today.
Keno escalation.
Wow.
And ladies, what happens with these guys, and they come in so many forms. We're just talking about the PUAs right now. If you don't believe me, look it up. PUA, pickup artist. Look up seduction community. The games that play, the lies, and everything. They tell you about body language. They even, listen, this one, I don't even know who this guy is. He's talking about and teaching you how to touch a girl. I can't make this up.
This video.
So today's video, we're going to talk about six different ways to touch and six different ideas on touching as well.
Now wait, six different ways to do one thing. Okay. Ladies, he's teaching these guys to figure out there's six different ways of touching. Let's hear it.
Basically change the way you're interacting with the girl. And I know it's a bit of a problem for a lot of guys when they want to escalate, they don't really know how to touch. So today I'm going to be breaking them down. Some are ones you probably already know, but maybe you're not using them. And some might be new to you as well. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Of course you are. I'm going to be the guinea pig.
Now let me explain this. He's got a woman in there. Let me show you how these guys work. What these guys do is they hire another beautiful woman to make them co-sign on this cakey BS. So then these guys think this is how I'm going to get the woman. And this is what they think.
Okay, so let's show the first move.
So the first move, the most basic one, but still I see guys missing out on it, is just when you meet a girl during the day or even at night in a nightclub or a bar, is sticking your hand out and shaking her hand, right? And for me, a little test that I do to see how receptive she's going to be straight off the bat is I just hold on to her hand a little bit longer.
You hold on to her hand as if y'all are dating. It's one thing to shake a hand. It's another to hold on to somebody's hand. But guys, ladies, I'm sorry. But ladies, this is why we're here, to debunk and help you weed out these type of individuals. There are so many different faces and masks that these guys, these wolves in sheep's clothing use. They will use tricks and gimmicks. Like I say, hypnosis. How they even talk about how they can get you to like them. How, look, touching a woman's chest isn't that hard. See, there's even videos teaching guys how to touch your body before you even get to talk. And these guys are spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to learn how to manipulate you and deceive you. And the problem, ladies, is that you're sitting around here learning from this guy, then all of a sudden, he's not who you thought he was. Real quick, I do want to give the number out. The number to call in is 214-431-5062. And here's the thing, ladies. I wouldn't even say these guys are just as bad. There's another group that's part of these guys that is bad. And these are the fake lying friends. These are the guys that sit there and tell you, I want to be your friend. Ladies, let me tell you something. Unless you are unattractive and or he is gay, mostly every guy wants to sleep with you. They just don't know how to do it. And these guys here realize that they are not enough to get you in bed. So what they figure they have to do is they're going to do the back door. They're going to do the back door thing. They're going to become your friend. They're going to be the ones you talk to in the morning when you wake up. They're the ones you're going to be on Facebook before you go to bed. They want to be in your life because in their minds, they think you are dating. They got a little bit of Mr. Salt in there, a little Mr. Fantasy. But the main thing is they are there to sleep with you. And ladies, if you don't believe me, you can take the test. See, a lot of you ladies want to sit there and rhyme. Isn't it crazy how a lot of ladies are in denial about these guys that want to sleep with them?
Oh, yeah. It's the funniest thing ever. But, yeah, send them a text. Come over here and get this. And, you know, a few of you will get that. Oh, my God, I wouldn't want to ruin what we have. But the other 97% of he gonna be on the way here. He might be naked in the car when he pull up into your driveway. Like they gonna reveal their true colors when you come off on them. Say, hey, you know what? I think we should have sex. A true friend would be like, nah, I don't think we should. I love being your friend. Go ahead.
And let me tell you why these guys are bad. Because I'm right now, you're probably going to get some of the guys that you may ask, well, I heard this show and they were saying all these things, you know, the Mr. Nice guy, the Mr. Fantasy and the Mr. Salt will come in. But let me explain something, ladies, about these guys that you don't know. And by the time you learn about them, for some of you, it's too late. And this is not a funny thing, but this is absolutely true. What I want you to do if you get a chance is go look on the news. I mean, you go to Yahoo News, Google, Daily Mail, go to CNN, go to any internet news, and you're going to find some type of article on some guy who has either beat a woman or killed a woman. And let me tell you, ladies, that's the guys that we're talking about right here. You see, these guys are living lies, but one thing they cannot handle, because that's all they've been getting all their lives, is rejected. So maybe you say to him, you know what, it's not working out. I don't want a relationship. Or you say, maybe I want a divorce. Maybe whatever it is. What, I don't know, whatever one it is. But these guys cannot let go, because not only you might not be their first, you might be their first and only girlfriend they ever have. And if they can't have you, nobody else will. These are the guys that will hit you, beat you, abuse you, and hurt you. And I'm not being, this is not a, I'm not making any jokes about this. I'm telling you, when you think that you want to marry this guy because he is everything that you've always wanted, you really need to do some work, do some research. Because if this guy is steadily compromising himself to you, steadily doing what you want him to do, and not arguing, you just don't respect him. And then when you're ready to let him go, he doesn't want to let you go. He's a guy that's following you around. He's a guy that's stalking you. He's a guy that has a shrine of all your pictures on the wall. Ladies, what I'm trying to tell you is, just because it looks good on the outside doesn't mean it dries well. And a lot of you ladies are stuck with a lot of these guys that have no idea how to be men. They compromise themselves. They're built on insecurity. These guys are really insecure guys. They cannot stand up for themselves. These guys are very clingy. They follow you around. They're very desperate. They are always asking you to make decisions for them. They want you to run the show. They want you to be the man of the relationship. And the problem with a lot of these young boys is that they've never had a man in their life to guide them on being a man. So what happens is they will lash out like a female that's stuck on emotions. And their lash out is totally different from your lash out. Their lash out is either, I'm going to grab a gun and shoot you. I'm going to pound you into the ground. But you know what? You're not getting away from me. And I know a lot of you women have dealt with this. A lot of you women have trusted a lot of these men. And we have always said to you ladies that we are not the bad guys here. What you see from a real man is what you get. There is nothing in between. But the problem is that there's not too many real men out there, and you're dealing with a bunch of guys that are using pickups, gimmicks, lies, and anything they can, they put on this mask and become what you want them to be. And once they realize they have you, they can either let the mask off or they can keep pasting it on until you realize something is wrong with them. These guys are not honest. If you ask them what their intentions are, they're going to tell you, oh, no, I just want to be your friend. I just see that you're very special and there's so many great things about you. I want to be your friend. Until that one day, Ryan, where they turn around and say, you know what? I'm going to tell her I love her. I'm going to tell her I really like her. I'm going to tell her I've been following her around and digging in her trash. And when she walks by, I've been sniffing her hair. I've been doing all these things. And now is my time to let the cat out of the bag. And some women don't like that. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I up. Here you go. And I want to play this clip for you, because I want to give you a sample of what happens when a liar, a wolf in sheep's clothing, comes out and tries to declare himself to you. Now, in this case, he's not going to stalk you. He's not going to cut you up. He's not going to kill you. But I want you to listen to the lie, because this guy is always constantly lying to you, ladies. Listen to this. Now, in this scenario, she's probably with a bad boy. She's hurt. She's sad. So what she does, she calls her best friend to talk. And let's see what he does. Listen to this.
I'm a liar, and I'm a horrible person, and you know what? I never even deserved him. I didn't.
No, you know what? He's an idiot to let you go.
All right, stop right there. Who's that sound like? Who's that sound like, Ryan? There you go. He's an idiot. Look, let's break it down. Hey, look, ladies, I told you. I told you this from the beginning. This is what they do. He's an idiot to let you go. But also, he's going to try to sneak in for the kiss. But here we go.
No.
All right, no matter what you did, he's an idiot to let you go, okay? Anyone would be lucky to have you.
Oh, anyone would be lucky to have you. Who are we talking about, Mr. Fantasy? Ron, we're so good at this. Mr. Fantasy, let's keep it going.
Anyone.
He just tried to kiss her, I think.
What the hell is that?
I'm sorry.
You're my friend. You're gay. You're my gay friend.
Ugh, screw it. I'm not gay.
What?
I'm not gay. I've never been gay. I don't have sex with men, and they don't have sex with me. Wow.
So when you just kissed me just then, you were like...
I'm in love with you.
What?
I've been in love with you since I met you. Every time you turn your back to me, I sniff your hair. I went into business with you so I could be near you. I hate cooking. I want to throw up every time I cut a fish. God, you have got to be the worst psychic in the history of time. How could you not know any of this?
Why did you just, like, tell me?
Okay, remember when we met? And we started, you know, going out to lunch and dinner and talking on the phone all day and all night. I thought we were dating. And then
wait, let me stop right there. What did he say? When we were on the phone all night talking, he thought they were what, Ron?
Dating.
There you go. And ladies, it all comes full circle. Let's keep it going.
And then after a week, we went to a movie. I was just about to kiss you. And you turned to me and you said, I love having a gay friend to talk to. I could never be this comfortable with a straight man. What was I supposed to do?
You waited a week to make your move. Of course I thought you were gay.
I was taking it slow.
5 years, one kiss, that's not slow. That's family.
I'm sorry. I missed my window. I was waiting for it to come back around again.
God damn, you've like betrayed me.
Betrayed you?
Yeah.
Ashley, I love you. You think it was easy for me listening to you talk about other guys? Watching mind-numbingly boring romantic movies and pretending to cry? Going shopping with you and giving you advice on clothes? Do you know how much of the last 5 years I have spent learning about clothes? This shirt cost me $175. Can I hate it? I hate it!
I love that shirt.
You know, before this whole stupid thing, I probably spent $100 a year on clothes. Now I spend that much every 3 weeks on this haircut, which I also hate.
We took bubble baths together.
Yeah. Now can you see how hard it was for me?
I just wanted to cry on my gay friend.
All right, and there you have, and what do you have to say on that, Ryan?
Unfortunately, there are millions of men in that position right there, hanging out, going to the movies, cooking with each other, cooking out, just going to, you know, different events together, and all the while he's in love the whole time. And every day that goes by that he doesn't tell her, the gap widens. It widens. And there's nothing he can do. He's in the friend zone forever. And then even if he does have the nerve to tell her after, you know, 6-7 years of that, she's going to feel betrayed. Because you lied to me this whole time. When you could have just told her off the top that that's what you wanted. want to be with her. You want to touch her. You want to have sex with her. All you got to do, all they got to do is be honest with you. But, you know, the man can't take all the blame in that because a lot of you women know that that's what they want, but you want to hear him say it. And instead of when he doesn't say it, instead of you taking the reins and saying, hey, you know, I kind of thought you really liked me, then, you know, that'll open it up for him to tell you. But nope.
Yep.
Now he's been demoted to the friend zone, and I'm going to keep him around to use it.
Absolutely.
And women are just as guilty as the men.
Just as guilty. Just as guilty, but I think they really want to learn men, so they think if they hang around a bunch of males, they will understand why it is the guys that they are attracted to is not really attracted to them. Because here's the thing, ladies, a man, and I'm not saying a male, I said a man does not want to hang around those males, period. He does not want to do that because he knows the thing that you are in denial about. He knows those guys want to sleep with you. And let me say this before I keep going. A man is not insecure about any other man nor male. Okay. I do want to say that. But what you don't understand is that these six are always at the gate, trying to either bring you down, bring their relationship down, or talk bad about that guy. They're waiting for something bad to happen so they can just pounce on it. Because one thing they know about you, because they know you so much, is that when you have a problem, you won't go to your man. You'll go to one of these six. And what do you think is going to happen, Rhyme? Do you think she's going to get the right information?
Of course not. He wouldn't be able to steer you any more wrong than he's going to steer you. Because he's trying to, you know, get him.
Unbelievable. Wow. And again, I'm just looking at the news right now. Chiropractor and her husband found dead after murder-suicide. Let me guess, the 47-year-old killed his wife, and then he took out his own life like a coward. This is what I'm talking about, ladies. This is why you need to be careful about the people that you associate yourself with and the people that you want to marry. I'm going to die. I love you. Miracle survivor who was shot 5 times by virgin killer tells how she made a heart-wrenching call to her mother and sorority sisters who died beside her. Look at that. The crazy guy. Mm. And this is what I'm talking about, people. You can just go to your news and see these crazy people and what they do. They are not here. You think that, you know, this show, and you'll learn that we are a bunch of men and we're going to be honest about things. But what you think that we are the bad guys. Matter of fact, it kind of reminds me of what's that TV show you got me on? Scandal. It kind of reminds me of Scandal. Rhyme got me on this show. The last season of Scandal, right? The whole time they made you think that her father was the bad guy. Her father was the terrible guy. Her father was terrible. And her mother, you know, her mother has been locked away for 20 years. And oh my God, her mother, I want to see my mother. My mother's great. And it come to find out that the dad was not the bad guy. The mother was the bad guy. The mother was crazy, matter of fact. It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing with this show right here, everybody, because one thing you're going to learn from those six people, they're going to tell you everything they can. Oh, man. Oh, I just read something about, never mind. About a rapper Rhyme putting on a wig and trying. Never mind.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't even want to go there, but
hey, things come full circle, but that's all different.
Yeah, that things come full circle. But ladies, what I'm telling you is that you have to be careful about these guys. We are going to sound like the bad guys. We're going to sound like jerks and a-holes, but I'm telling you, it takes a thief to catch a thief. And if you want a real man, you need to learn what real men think. And I'm telling you right now, as long as you have these six individuals with you, now I'm going to go off the top of my head to tell you the three. You have the one who thinks she knows men. Number two is the one who is in a bad relationship giving you advice. Number three is the one that is single and can't get a man. Now, she can sleep with a bunch of men, but she cannot keep a man. Number four is the one that is the male that will give you fairy tales. Number five is the man that will throw salt in any other man's game for his personal gain. And last but not least, you have the wolf in sheep's clothing who goes around and uses manipulative tactics to sleep with you women. As long as you have those individuals in your life, ladies, you're not going to find the happiness that you need. And I don't mean happiness as being happiness for you, being happy yourself. I'm saying be having a happy, healthy marriage. You will not have that. You will not have a happy, healthy relationship. And you are going to end up, what do we call them, Ryan? Cat ladies.
Yes, sir.
Cat ladies. Good Lord. Just doesn't make any sense.
No.
But unfortunately, I hope, ladies, that you'll be able to look at your friends and look at everybody else around you and see that even though they look like they're there to help you and support you, they're bringing you down faster than you can imagine. Your head is probably spinning. Myself, Rhyme, and all the other guys that are going to be on here helping you and guiding you on issues and information, and we'll be reading emails that we have and all the other stuff. The thing is, ladies, we can only give you the honest truth. And I know a lot of ladies going to sit there and say two things. You don't know me, and your truth is only your truth. But ladies, let me tell you something. Just because we don't know you, we have been with a lot of women like you. Why? Because we know your behaviors. And if men like us know your behaviors, we already know five steps ahead of you before you do what we know you're going to do. Because you are playing poker with all your cards facing the other direction. Ryan, what do you want to say real quick before we shut this thing down, man?
I mean, definitely. I mean, like I say, you got to know a thief to catch a thief. You got to know a wolf to catch a wolf. And we're men. So, you know, you're going to have to change the game. You're going to have to evolve. There's a lot of women out there that are evolving. There's a lot of women out there that are ahead of the game. And you got to catch up. Plain and simple. Because you're the one. You don't want to be, you know, 45, 50 years old thinking about what could have been. Oh, I guess I could have, you know, relaxed on that subject. I guess I could have did things this way. You got to learn how to you know, let a man be a man and recognize a man and stop messing with these males out here. Because these males ain't going to do nothing. Going to do anything but lead you down the wrong path and then abandon you when things get rough. So,
well, you know, it's time to take the test, ladies. It's time to take the test. Ladies, what I want you to do, I want you to take this test. And if you don't really want to know the truth about these three guys, then don't take the test. Live the lie and don't grow as a woman. What I want you to do, ladies, is I want you to do something that I know is going to sound crazy, but it's going to give you the truth. If you want the truth, that's all we can give you, Rhyme, is the truth. That's all we can do for you. So if you want the truth, I'll give it to you. Take the test. Go to every one of your so-called male friends. The Mr. Salts, the Mr. Fantasies, and the Wolf in Sheep Clothing. Go ahead and do this one thing. Now, again, don't go through with it all the way. just let's do it. Hey, let's just have some fun with it. What I want you to do is I want you to offer it to him. I want you to walk up to your friend and offer sex to him. Offer it to him. And let's see what he does. Because 9 times out of 10, when you offer it to him, he's going to be shocked, number one. But number two, he's going to take it. He's going to sit there and say, you know what? Well, are you sure? Because let me explain something to you in this next 3 minutes. Let me explain what a true friend is and what somebody you want to sleep with is. See, I only have male friends. I don't have female friends. I may have a few female associates, and these are women that I say hello to, but I never ask any questions about their relationships or anything like that. They're associates because I have a best friend. I have male friends because the thing is, there's no attraction between me and my male friends at all, period, okay? But what I want to say is when there is an ounce of attraction between a man and a woman, that thing begins to grow. And whatever you have that he's attracted to, whether it's your chest, your lips, your butt, your thighs, your feet, your eyes, whatever it is, whatever that attraction is, it is going to grow and it is going to fester into something else. So what I am saying to you ladies is this, is that if you think that that guy doesn't want to sleep with you, then you're fooling yourself, because everything that he is doing right now is trying to sleep with you. So if you want to know the truth, offer him the sex and see what he does. And I know a lot of you don't want to do that because I know a lot of you don't want to know the truth. But I tell you this much. As long as you are sitting around with all these guys, as long as you are sitting around with these women that are holding you down like crabs in a bucket, you are never going to grow and have that value. The key word, have that value to hook a man. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be our show for today. www.meetdateandmarry.com. We are going to see you the same time next Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rhyme, do you have anything to say before we go?
Just tune in, ladies. We got a lot more for you.
Information for you. Okay. Well, this is the Meet, Date, and Marry show. You can go there. You can, we'll have everything set where we have videos, podcasts, and other information for you on the site to help you out. But basically, if you have any questions, because we already have some emails that we need to read, but we'll read them on other shows, please feel free to send us an email and let us know. We'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions on the show. We will not use your last name. We'll keep it 100. But anyway, ladies, y'all have a good weekend. I am Steve. That's Rhyme. And we will see you later. Thank you.